You're listening to SBS News.
In a small workshop attached to his jewellery store, Lorenzo Racuzza is altering a ring. He's been making jewellery for more than five decades.
I come from a family of six kids. And back in Italy, after school, I had to go and work. And that's where I started my job. I was 11 years old.
The grandfather of four looks forward to his son one day taking over the business. But two Melbourne lockdowns have put the small family enterprise on a knife's edge.
We're just surviving at this stage. Well, I know my job very well, but if the people will respond, the future will be very unpredictable.
A national survey by Small Business Australia has found one-third of small businesses will close for good if they don't get additional help. Executive Director Bill Lang says the situation is dire.
Some of them are within weeks of closing and are hanging on to see what happens with programs like JobKeeper. Others may have enough savings to last another few months.
Based on responses to the survey, it's estimated over 900,000 small business owners have drawn down on savings to keep afloat during the pandemic. More than 500,000 have dug into superannuation, and almost 100,000 have sold real estate.
We need the federal government to provide some more direct financial support to help the businesses meet their expenses and, in many cases, for the owners to draw an income. We also need to make sure that should the businesses have to close, that no small business owner is made legally bankrupt as a result of being put out of business because of the virus.
Shopkeepers in Melbourne's Central Business District had been looking forward to the phased return of office workers from Monday the 11th of January, but a work-at-home order was extended by 1 week to Monday, January the 18th, after recent cases of community transmission. The husband and wife team at Creperie Cafe were pinning their hopes on workers returning. Lok Vu says takings at the Vietnamese snack bar, surrounded by high-rise office buildings, were as little as $28 a day during lockdown.
I feel like a cry in the heart, but I don't want to cry because I think I need to be strong.
Very safe for small business. We want to bring the customer back. We want to bring staff back.
A short drive from the CBD in Carlton, customers are slowly returning to women's clothing boutique Black Orange. That's given co-owner Martine Flouch-Scott greater confidence about the future.
I think people are more mindful about where they're shopping. I think they're going more community, more small business, and people are being supportive. I think we're going to be okay.
The 30-year-old business was forced to move online for the first time during lockdown. Shop assistant Daniela Birch says it's been a revelation.
To be honest, the three of us had not much of a clue. We knew what we needed to know. And now we're posting things on Instagram and we have an online store.
To their surprise and delight, they've had orders from interstate and overseas. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.